This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S.'s Biden administration has suspended $700 million in financial assistance to Sudan following a coup in the African nation that U.S. officials have roundly condemned. The State Department says the full amount of the aid package had been put on pause. The pause, pending a review of the developments in Khartoum that saw the military oust a civilian-led transitional authority and the detention of many of its members. The money was direct financial support intended to help the country transition to a fully civilian government. The department says additional U.S. aid to the country could also be at risk, along with the broader relationship, which had been warming since Sudan was removed from the list of state sponsors of terrorism late last year. President Joe Biden says he feels very positive about reaching a deal on his big domestic policy bill. The U.S. president spoke briefly to reporters as he headed to the eastern state of New Jersey to promote his child care and infrastructure plan. White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for the measures are drawing the backing of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. A person who insisted on anonymity to discuss Manchin's position tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach. Democrats are trying to wrap up talks on the social services and climate change package, now being eyed at $1.7 trillion. Moderna says its low-dose COVID-19 vaccine is safe and appears to work in 6 to 11-year-olds. We have more stories on